Suffering for your passion? Are you experiencing fulfillment in your work even when it's hard? I'm frequently asked if I enjoyed my many years of work serving through sport. The answer may surprise you. No. I would estimate that 80% of my ministry time was not enjoyable. But it has been fulfilling. It was fulfilling because I served in my area of passion. Perhaps the obvious question is why such a huge percentage of my ministry time was not enjoyable. My sports mission calling required decades of travel, and unfortunately most of the trips somehow made me sick. I think it would be accurate to estimate I was ill more than 100 times when traveling out of my country. However, I traveled because I was passionate about my role in sports ministry. My passion has been to add to the work of the body of Christ through sport. This is what drives me. The question is, have you found your passion? What do you want to change in your neighborhood, city, country, or the world? In today's busy world of activities, meetings, and information overload, it is more important than ever to be able to say that a particular thing is my passion or calling. It enables us to prioritize what's important. It helps us endure when it's hard. Don't equate effectiveness with passion. Being productive and efficient doesn't mean you are working in your area of passion. The English word passion comes from the Latin word meaning to suffer or endure. Are you all right with suffering for your passion? Scripture to ponder: 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Key lesson: in following your God-given passion, you may need to endure hard times. For those in the early church, following their passion often led to persecution and even death.